Look, I think the impact is huge to a struggling economy like the Zimbabwean economy, considering that especially the bite-free border post between Zimbabwe and South Africa is a gateway for not only the Zimbabweans and South Africans, but also the Zambians and Malawians who want to cross the border to go to South Africa and vice versa. So there's a lot of goods that move between a lot of other countries using that border post, and the failure of those goods to move on time or to move at all will have serious ripple effects on the economy, not only of Zimbabwe, but even of other countries.
We know that the government has been struggling to pay civil servants. Is this protest at the borders not going to impact on that?
Well, it's going to have a massive impact. Look, the impact may not be seen immediately because the revenue collection probably is tallied the month. But we know that in the last few months, ZIMRA has been failing to meet its target because of various other reasons, companies not paying and so on and so forth. And these protests will also exacerbate the situation, because what they will simply do is that they will add on to them. They will pile on the problems by little revenue coming into the fiscals from no economic activity. If this economy is in to the extent that it requires all economic activities that it can afford, and if those economic activities that happen at the border, like vehicle clearance and other clearances that bring in revenue, take place, if they don't take place, then the country is in serious trouble. Remember, they've even invested in cameras for that border post, so that they trap revenue from source. And they wouldn't be making that investment if it was not a goose that lays the golden egg.